WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 736, Brock Hunter.
And I'm Mr. Rogers.
Well, hello. How are you? This is great. Fantastic.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yes.
He always had kind of that, you know.
Yes.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Throws his shoe into his left hand. I always loved that move.
Yeah. Won't you be
my neighbor?
My neighbor.
Was he covered in tats?
No, that's an old urban legend right there. Yeah, everyone said, oh yeah, he wore the sweaters because he was covered in tattoos because he was like a crazy good sniper in the Vietnam War. That's all made up.
Killed like 45 people.
Yeah. He shot a guy through a sniper scope.
Oh, that was him.
That was him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he's all tatted up.
So tatted. He's got lines for each kill.
Yeah, right.
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them. They got some amazing new menu items. Whether you're looking for lunch, maybe you got a big party, a big throwdown, and you want to get some food for it, they got you covered. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Today, your topic is, what's something non-drug related that you're addicted to?
Oh.
You're addicted! Mine's easy. Everyone knows mine. Fishing. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah,
it's
terrible.
It takes up way too
much
time.
You know what's funny?
Time.
Yes, this is great. This is fantastic. We did the fishing trip over the weekend, and you could tell you were a little antsy.
Yeah.
You were. You were ready to catch a fish, and then it's ice fishing. You know, you're not going to just, if you go at the right time, yes, you can one after the other out of the hole.
Yeah, you can start ripping them.
But it's not always like that. No. You know, there's a little bit of weight, and, you know, I could tell, man, you're looking around, you're looking at your hole, and you're looking at his hole.
He's
looking at the other hole. He's like, what's going on here, man? And then you kept looking at me. You're like, damn it, Hunter.
It was you.
It was me.
We caught some nice bass.
We had
some tip-ups. We had a few small little bluegills. Uh-huh. But all in all, the fishing was pretty slow, and I blame you.
It's easy. He kept looking over at me. I'm like,
well, in between baiting your hook, Kiki's hook, and Ben's hook.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We just sat there and you did it.
I did enjoy it, but yeah. No, you're terrible luck. You're never going fishing with me ever again.
And then Kenny was one of the guys with us. One of his flags goes up in his tip-up. He's like, hey, Hunter, come catch this one. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Maybe you should have Brocco get it first.
Watch you pull up a big old walleye.
Just a big ass. I got a bass.
Yeah.
Kenny caught a bass and let me pull it in.
You pulled in a nice one. Yeah, it was a nice bass.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, dude. I should have let you pick that one.
It's all right. I got one. I got a nice bass.
Yeah.
What are you addicted to that's non-drug related?
Right now, at this moment, I know you're going to look at me like I'm 7 years old and I'm skipping school because I'm faking sick.
I always do.
But right now, at this given moment, and a few of my buddies were over the weekend will vouch. So you know about this video game that I've been playing. I've been telling you guys about this Ace Combat, this flight one. Well, my wife was out of town for a little bit, and I had a little extra money, and I bought one of those racing wheels.
But, dude, it is. It's like a really nice one. It's a really top, you know. Folks, if you think Hunter's not addicted, I will get random photos of people using this.
Yes.
Just at random times. And I just be like, Hunter, I don't care.
You know, I don't care. But I'm like, dude, look at it. It's so awesome.
Bro, it's awesome.
So we've been playing this game.
You're like a junkie getting hits constantly.
I'm telling you. You cannot get off of this game. And it's not, I mean, obviously it is the game. The game's awesome. I'm playing Forza 4.
Yeah.
But the experience with the wheel in your hand, the force, dude, you feel, and people out there, they actually race. I'm not saying it's just like real life. But, dude, it is. It's got to be as close as you can get.
This is the conversation I've had 13 times.
I got in my CRV this morning to drive to work, and the first time ever grabbing my CRV with two hands. Like, I'm about to race. I'm telling you, man. It's addicting. It is super addicting.
Yeah.
And I can't get off of it. And even when my body gets into it to race, I'm like, all right, time, you're up. Time's up.
I will say, you know what, I can sympathize with you. Because
you heard Ben at the fishing trip. He couldn't shut up about it.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
He's like, dude, are we done fishing yet? Are we done? I'm like, chill out. He's more addicted than I am.
Don't, because you got him addicted.
I know.
You gave him the crack pipe.
It's worse than crack.
I will say, I do know where you're coming from, because I was addicted to a video game once.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry. You knew it. We'll be back with more non-drug related things you're addicted to. Stick around.
That rocks.
Goosebumps, bro. And now. I'll let you get it out of your system.
That's all I got.
Perfect. Nailed it. Michael Jordan.
Dude, that was Goosebumps.
Every
from
time.
North Carolina.
The only thing you talk about more than that racing game is that right there.
I love that. I love it so much.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something non-drug related that you're addicted to? Andrew said tacos. Ooh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, tacos is a good one.
I could eat tacos every single day.
Yes.
Different varieties.
Yes.
Because you could have breakfast taco.
What is it about a taco that's just so...
It's perfect. It's an edible plate. It's
fantastic.
You have all the fixings on the inside, but then you can eat...
The plate,
the casing. It's amazing. It's the perfect food.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Are you hard shell or soft shell, or does it matter for you?
I've actually been on a little bit of a hard shell kick, which
Me
is
too.
Weird.
I'm a hard shell.
I'm a soft shell guy. Mm-hmm. I am. Like, if a gun to my head, soft shell.
Because you're soft. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Swear to God.
Softy.
I swear to God. But yeah, I don't know why. Like recently, though, I've gotten a couple hard shells that I don't usually get.
Yeah.
I'll still get my soft shells because you got to have the soft shell.
Do you ever make your own tacos?
Oh God, all the time.
Yeah,
taco night at home, and that's the best way. But the only problem is the tacos I make are always huge.
Next time you do this, mm-hmm. and if you're on the hard shell kick, mm-hmm. Go at the store. They have the hard shell that's almost like a double wide hard shell.
Yeah, but that just makes too much of a mess.
Double wide hard shell, but they're nacho shells.
Oh, nacho cheese shells.
Ooh. I'm telling you, man.
What I do is if I do that, you do the soft shell on the outside of the hard shell.
Yeah, and you're right out of my brain.
With the baked beans, you do the baked beans.
Beans, so it sticks so to it the sticks. Hard shell.
Yeah.
You, you and I.
I'm a grown-ass man.
No, you've been looking through my window. You're stealing my ideas. You know, it's funny. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And I did it the other night.
Guess what? I said it first.
And my Damn it. I thought it first. And my wife was looking over at me, watching me make this taco, and she's like, what are you doing? Oh, my God. And then I started getting close to the end. She's like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And what you say, shut up, bitch. You don't get one. That's what you get for doubting me, woman. Yeah, tacos are addictive.
It's a homemade double-decker.
Yeah, exactly. And then you wrap a burrito around it. Let's see. Billy said video games, women, and bacon. Those are all. Jason said compulsive master. Never mind, I'm busy.
Nice.
Nice job, Jason. That was a good one. Lori's addicted to pizza and Mexican food. I'm right there with you.
If you had to choose between one or the other.
Pizza or Mexican food? Mexican food.
Yeah.
I think
I'm right there with you.
I love it too much. Mm-hmm. I do love pizza. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I do. But what you do, though, is you can make
a Mexican pizza.
Boom. Exactly.
100%.
So you're fine either way.
Uh-huh.
Pizza is one of those things that is... You can do so much with it. You can make a Mexican pizza.
You can.
I have before. It's delicious. A taco pizza.
Why is the Mexican pizza so expensive?
I don't know. It's because it's so much. We'll figure it out. Allie said ice cream sandwiches. I haven't had an ice cream sandwich. Mm-hmm. You're addicted to them?
You get the ones from DQ?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What non-drug-related thing are you addicted to? You're addicted. You have a problem. All righty, good morning. 7:58, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something non-drug-related that you're addicted to? Courtney said, ironically, Joey C's Pizza.
Because it's fantastic.
Rich said my wife, with a couple of tongue emojis.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I don't know.
Hey, pull his profile. That's terrible about Facebook.
We're going to stalk it a little bit. TJ said Skittles and Starburst. Son of Sam had a good one. He's addicted to collecting toys.
Yeah, he is.
That is.
Yeah, he keeps giving us toys.
He has so many toys, he's giving us his addiction.
Hey, Sam, we love your toys, but we don't have any more room in the studio for any more toys. Plus, the bosses are starting to question us.
Yeah, exactly. Are you toddlers?
I didn't know I walked into KB Toys. I thought this was the IRX studio.
Missy said she's addicted to Mountain Dew and NOS energy drinks.
Hey.
Switch it to diet, Missy.
Yep, switch it up.
Sugar-free.
Missy, please. Switch it up. It's absolutely terrible for you.
Robert said 13 years of World of Warcraft.
Ooh, that's a lot of Warcraft.
You are addicted. You know what I thought about trying? Dungeons and Dragons. You ever played that?
Is that a board game?
Yeah, that's the board game.
World of Warcraft is the digital video game.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dungeons and Dragons is the actual board game.
I thought about maybe trying Dungeons and Dragons.
Don't they have like tournaments over at Tops?
Yeah.
Is that one side of the room or the building? Yeah, isn't it?
You can go over there and play, yeah.
So what is it? What kind of board game is it?
I don't know. You can be like a warlock and wizards.
You have all the cards and you have
and then
different...
you roll the dice and that decides like what happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
There's some dudes screaming at the radio right now.
I know. I'd like to try. Don't yell at me. I feel like trying. I feel like, you know, it might be a fun Friday night thing.
You know?
I don't know.
It might be.
We'll see.
It seems kind of difficult, though. Is it hard to get the hang of it?
I don't know. It's rolling dice.
Because I hear World of Warcraft is like one of the most addicting things.
Mm-hmm.
In,
it's a big open world. You get to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You'd probably be one of the lady characters.
Hey, you do, like, people have relationships on that game.
Yeah.
Like serious.
You make a character, I'll try and find and hit on your character.
You stay away from my character.
No, I'm going to get to your character. Use my sword on it. What? Jesus.
Oh.
Nate said he's addicted to the drums, posted a picture. Nice. Good. Be addicted to instrument. Nice.
Your neighbors love it.
Yeah. All right. Robert, I know what you're saying with this, and he said he's addicted to homemade beef stew. He's talking about farts.
Okay.
Damn it, Robert. Brian said, obviously not the show. Shut up, Brian.
He loves it so damn much.
He does. He's so addicted. You know what? He's so addicted that he's denying it.
Yep.
And owning up to it is the first step in being...
He needs to go to class for it, man.
He does.
He's got an addiction. He needs to go to Plan B, A, A.
Jennifer,
something.
Jennifer's addicted to hot Cheetos. Nice. I love hot Cheetos. Flaming hot Cheetos. Ooh, skip.
The jalapeno ones are better. Yeah.
Don't say stupid things.
Cheetos?
Don't say
what,
stupid things.
What, the cheesy jalapeno? Have you never even had one, have you?
Are you high?
No.
You're saying the cheese jalapeno ones are better than the Flamin' Hot.
100%.
You are the dumbest man I have ever met in my life.
925-WIRX. Who's wrong on this one?
You are, obviously.
I am not wrong
on
this one.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard
in my life.
You know why I'm not wrong? Because they're hard to find because everybody buys them.
No, they're hard to find because they only make so many because it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yours are like a dollar. It's a dollar at the store because they're trying to get rid of them.
Are you stupid?
They haven't made hot
Do you have stupid brains? Because this is the dumbest conversation.
No.
You know, I can get over the crunchy peanut butter thing.
No.
But the fact that you said cheesy jalapeno Cheetos are better than
Flamin' Hot.
You
don't even know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I have. You know, I've seen them. I walk past them in the aisle.
What color's the bag?
They got like some green on them. And just,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's garbage. I walk past it to get to the Flamin' Hot.
When's the last time you tried one?
The last time I did was the last time I had them because they're garbage. They're awful. I had one, and I'm like, why would people waste their money on this?
What a moron.
Not a single person said cheesy jalapeno on here.
What a moron.
Because that's the dumbest answer you could
have given. Because they can't find them. Because they're
they don't make them because they're garbage. They should go right in the garbage. Next to your crunchy peanut butter. I swear to God. You probably dip those into your crunchy peanut butter.
I do.
God, I hate you.
And I'm like, Brock's going to love this.
God, I've never hated a person more in my life.
You know what?
While I was eating
them, Kiki was over there staring at me like, man, that just looks so good.
God, no, she's looking at you. I hope he chokes.
Shut up.